21, April 9th, 2017, Sergeant Chips and Harwood.
Hi, puppies.
This is my partner, Ronnie Chips. Sergeant Chips.
Hi, buddy. Hi.
Last time I saw him?
Yeah.
There was a minivan down here.
Okay, what? When we talked on the phone, you said you saw him at Rite Aid.
No, by the Rite Aid.
But
okay.
It was like somewhere here, there was a minivan. And he was behind the minivan looking under the car.
Okay, whereabouts do you think it was?
Like here.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
The minivan was probably there. Various minivan, and he was looking between and under the car.
Mm-hmm.
And when I pulled up, he was actually like looking under the car.
Okay.
All right.
He was standing up here looking down.
And you were in your car?
Yeah, I was in my car.
Okay, and you pulled up and just rolled the window down, or?
I rolled the window down. I was like,
okay.
You okay? And he looked up, and that's when, like, hands were bloody, and he had a big old steak knife in his hand.
Which hand was the knife in?
I'm saying left.
His left hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, everything's good. All right. I gotta go.
And when we were talking on the phone, he said something about that. He said he was looking for the guy he was fighting with.
Yeah, he was. I'm telling you, he was like, when I pulled up, he was here, but you could see he was like.
So did he actually say those words to you?
No. Well, yeah. He said, I'm looking for somebody.
Right.
He said, I'm going
to
kill him.
Okay, that's what I wanted to get to. That's what you told us earlier.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I pulled up, I was like, you okay? Yeah. And I was like, is everything all right? He's like, I'm going to find this guy. I'm going to kill him. He's like, lo voy a encontrar, lo voy a matar.
Was that Spanish from?
Spanish, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And when you saw him come out of the house, right?
When they were in the grass, I didn't actually see them come out of the street.
Okay.
Because that's when I opened the door because the dog was growling at the door. I was like, what the hell? Opened the door and they were fighting there. And that's when I went, put on clothes because I was literally still in boxers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so describe to me, what did you see as far as the fighting?
Like boxing.
Okay.
Like boxing, but he had a knife and he was swinging it.
So he was like a slashing movement from side to side in front of him? Okay.
And the other guy was just backing up and I was like, hey. And he turned around and it looked like he like grazed him on the side.
Okay.
Got him on the side and the guy took off. And then he took off behind him.
Okay. Did you see any cars leave at all around that time or anything? So you were you opened the door and looked out? And you're in your boxers.
Yep.
And you see, while you're standing there, you see him swing the knife. How many times do you think?
Maybe like two or three.
Two or three?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is that when the other guy took off running?
The other guy took off running.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what did you do next?
Then I got dressed. Okay. And then I went, started my truck, waited for it to warm up, went upstairs, grabbed him because he goes to work with me every day. And then when we pulled up, he was down here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you see where, do you know the guy's name that had the knife?
No.
Okay. Did you see the guy that had the knife? Did you see where he went before you went to go get dressed?
They both went out the driveway.
So they
both went out the driveway.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you hear anything that was being said?
No, not really.
Were they yelling at each other? I mean, was anything being said at all?
Nothing was being said. You could just hear, like, even when it was next door, and that's why I thought it was my boys, because they run up and down. There wasn't anything being said, but there was just a shitload of banging.
Oh, gotcha.
And I thought, since we have tile floor, it was my boys, like, stomping around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I never heard one word. The only words were what I talked from here.
How many knives did you see?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one. And it was like a 12-inch steak, like a butcher's knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you set up when they went down the driveway? Could you tell who was on what side of the driveway?
No, but there was like one of you guys said there was blood. Like you could literally, because I was like the first one to pull out, you could see it everywhere.
Like, okay.
And the guy with the knife, you know him as being your next door neighbor, right?
Yeah.
You've seen him?
I've actually, the reason I recognize his face is because he would smoke right in front of my door and I would always tell him, like, hey, you need to get away. Like, because he would smoke right in front of my door all the time.
Did he speak English or Spanish?
No, Spanish.
Only Spanish?
Yeah.
Do you know how long he'd been there?
He hasn't been there long. All right. Not long at all.
Do you know any of the other guys that live next door to you?
I see, like, there's maybe two or three. I don't know really how many live there.
Yeah.
And then there's continuously like new people, so I don't really know. I know there's one guy that's like the main guy that's there, that's been there since we've been there.
Uh-huh.
But since there's the guy that had the knife, and then there's one taller, skinnier guy that dresses like a cowboy, that are the ones that I recognize the most.
Okay.
Did the guy with the knife have any blood on him?
He had a blood on his hands. Like on his actual hands.
When he was here, he had blood on his hands?
Yeah, okay. Here. What about up at the...
Over there.
Hmm. All right. And you think it was probably right in this area?
It was here.
And we're in front of...
Here or there, wherever there's a car missing. But there was a grayish minivan, like a 97. It was older, not newer.
Uh-huh.
And it was on this side of the street somewhere here.
Okay.
Yeah. And he wasn't on the sidewalk. He was literally here. When I pulled up, he was here.
And what he was looking for?
Looking for something.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. The other guy that he was fighting with, do you remember anything about what he was wearing?
Flannel shirt.
Flannel shirt?
Orange-ish.
Yeah. Okay.
Earlier, would you describe him as?
I mean, shorter than me, but probably as stocky as that officer.
Right.
Not like big belly, but he was stocky.
When we were talking on the phone, you said he reminded
like
you
a bicep. He's a straight bicep that dresses like a gangbanger.
Okay.
But you could tell like he doesn't fit like your routine California gangbanger.
That's what you said, he stuck out to you, that bicep mixed with gangster.
Yeah.
Did you see his face? That guy's face?
It was just, he was darker than I was, round face, no beard, no nothing.
Did you recognize him as being affiliated with the house next door at all?
Never.
No? Okay.
Never.
Never seen that guy before in the neighborhood?
But there's so many people that live there.
Right. Well, you said you did see this guy, the Paisa Gangster. The day before is the first time you've ever seen him, right?
Yeah.
And what time was it when you saw him on Friday?
5:45 to 6:15.
And whereabouts did you see him in the complex?
Over by the dumpster.
Okay.
By the first dumpster, because there's three. Uh-huh. It was the first one, like, as you're walking.
Just standing there hanging around?
No, he was walking, like, in that direction. And because I was actually parked there in the driveway waiting for my wife to come downstairs because we were going to Vaughn's. And she got in the car and I was just started looking. I was like, hey, that cholo. And he stuck out.
Yeah.
He stuck out.
Okay. I can't think of anything else.
No.
For now.
Appreciate it. Do you need to go into the apartment?
So what I'd recommend actually is go, are you parked over here?
Yep.
Grab your car, go, you're gonna need to go around, go up to Main Street, come down, you know there's a back way?
Yep.
That's open now, so you could drive down that way and get in.
There's no drive down that way.
What's that?
That driveway doesn't go down.
No, not to your apartment complex, but a little further past it. There's a street.
They open?
Yeah, open.
It's open, that road's open.
It has gates that
are closed. Yeah,
they open that up.
Because of this.
All right.
So he should be able to get down to there
and
then walk in. And he can walk into his apartment.
I can walk in. I have another.
Well, make sure you talk to the officer first, because I don't know if you come from that way. You might not be able to get in because of the tape.
Okay.
But there should be an officer there.
But I'm saying if I could walk, I need to pull that car out anyways, because I'm in my 3 seats.
Oh, yeah. The street's locked down. We haven't let any cars out all day.
All right.
Yeah. It's going to be probably a few more hours.
Okay.
So, all right.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Okay.
I can walk this way.
Yeah, just go on the other side of the tape.
All right. That was an interview with. Harwood and the DA's office.